TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
To show our appreciation for your support.
Make a clap to this.
Thank you, DJs.
Make a clap to this. I never let the mic magnetize me no more, but it's fighting me, inviting me to rhyme. I can't hold it back, I'm looking for the line. Taking off my coat, clearing my throat. The rhyme will be kicking in till I hit my last note. My mind remains defined, all kind of ideas. Self-esteem makes it seem like a thought took years to build. But still say a rhyme after the next one. Prepared, never scared, I'll just bless one. And you know that I'm the solo whiz, so Eric B, make him clap to this. Make him clap to this. Make a clap to this. I don't bug out of chill or be acting ill. No tricks in 86, it's time to build. Eric, be easy on the cut, no mistakes allowed. Cause to me, MC means move the crowd. I made it easy to dance with this. But can you detect what's coming next from the flex of the wrist? Say indeed, then I proceed, cause my man made a mix. If you need, he won't need no band-aid to fix the fingertips. So my mama too, there's no rhymes left. I hurry up because the cuddle makes me bleed to death. But he's kicking it, cause it ain't no half-stepping. The party is live, the rhyme can't be kept inside of me. The eruption is like a volcano. It ain't the everyday style or the same old rhyme, cause I'm better than the rest of them. Every B is on the cut, and my name is Rakim.
Make a clap to this.
Apologize for the technical difficulties there. 905 here in the ATL. Make them clap to this. And Keisha Lance Bottoms elected 60th mayor of Atlanta. 60th mayor of the ATL. Clap it up. 8 years ago, Kasim Reed won less than 800 votes against Mary Norwood and became clearly the 59th mayor by less than 800 votes 8 years ago. Keisha Lance Bottoms beat Mary Norwood again last night, less than 800 votes. What's the point, Hyman? Your vote, your voice, madams. matters. Clap it up. Keisha Lance Bottoms, elected 60th mayor of Atlanta. Can you tell by her name that she might be African-American? Let me tell you, she is. Proud of her. Hey, before we go any further, all the way live from the other side of the ATL, where, again, we're ATL proud. Hot chocolate. What's going on, man?
Hey, I am here. I am happy. Congratulations, Keisha Lance Bottoms, and the people of South Atlanta spoke very, very loudly. Very loudly. I'm very
Absolutely.
Proud of it.
Came out. Young people came out to vote in Atlanta. And again, less than 800 votes made a difference. Your vote, your voice matters. Happy birthday weekend. My friend, you about to party it up.
Thank you, and yes, I am. I am exhausted already just thinking about it, but it's going to be well worth it. Got good friends coming from out of town. Family here. Going to party it up. Every year you are here, you should celebrate.
Hey, you should celebrate life because, hey, it's shorter than we think, ladies and gentlemen. We are chopping it up tonight with our resident chef live from I always want to say.
Always.
Columbia, South Carolina, give it up for Fee. What up, mama? What you cooking tonight?
Hey.
What you got?
I am
good.
Exhausted.
It smells good.
Well, in the oven, I have 2 dozen eggnog cupcakes that are baking right now.
Ooh. That's what that is, I smell.
I know the house smells phenomenal.
Amazing, because one dozen has vodka and the other one is not. Yeah. Yeah.
Like 200 miles away. I smell those cupcakes. Like 200 miles away.
That would be worth the drive. That would really be worth the drive.
Yeah, they are amazing.
No doubt. You are in tune to the Social Lab 908. Wait, well, where I am here. Again, in the ATL, where the new mayor of Atlanta, I actually reside in North Atlanta. So, you know, I'm in the Dunwoody area, not quite the city of Atlanta. So I didn't have the pleasure of voting today for Keisha Lance Bottoms. But if I had had the pleasure, I certainly would have voted. Listen, she had the vote of folks like T.I. and Killer Mike and Candy Burris and so many, many others. Here in the ATL, Keisha Lance Bottom was once a judge, which I found very, very interesting. She was once a judge. She recently, before becoming mayor, was a member of the Atlanta City Council. She's been a member of council since 2010, representing the Southwest area of the ATL. Born and raised, and it's always interesting to me to see someone born and raised rise in their particular area. I love it. I love it. For me, this is certainly a message of, listen, your vote, your voice matters. Don't underestimate it. Don't downplay it. Your vote, your voice matters. Fee, in your area, South Carolina, I don't hear a whole lot about South Carolina. I'll tell you, first of all, South Carolina is not that damn big because I drove from Atlanta to Virginia and I listen, if I'm lying, I'm flying. I know I was through South Carolina in about 35 minutes.
Yeah, I'm going to say you're lying about that. Not 35. Are you serious?
Yeah.
It seemed that way.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, understand also, you know, I drive a very fast vehicle.
Okay. Okay. Well, I mean.
But I might be exaggerating, but it seemed like very short period of time compared to Georgia, Virginia, and North Carolina.
And North Carolina.
North Carolina is just long for no reason. It's just like you feel like you're never going to get through North Carolina. But on the politics side, I am actually honored to say the city of Columbia has a mayor, and he's a black mayor. His name is Mayor Benjamin.
Right.
And he is really, I don't want to quote how long he's been a mayor here, but nevertheless, he really makes his mark here in the city. He's constantly out, and he has two young children, and he's actually out with them all the time. So that's one good change here, but there's a lot of work that could be done. I just found out that because I actually work for the state of South Carolina as well, and we have, of course, Martin Luther King Day, but we also have Confederate Day that we celebrate. So we were told this year you'll be off. Yeah, we'll be off on the Monday for Martin Luther King, but we're going to also be off like 3 weeks later for the Monday, which is going to be Confederate Day. And I didn't know how to feel about that. I still don't know how to feel about that. But a lot of work still needs to be done.
Are you going to work on Confederate Day? Because I will go to work and work overtime.
Actually, no. The state is closed. Where I work. Yeah, it's closed. I don't have an option.
I'm gonna keep that to myself. Okay.
Yeah.
Moving right along past Veterans Day in Columbia, South Carolina. Giving kudos to Keisha Lance Bottom and others. Keisha Lance Bottom's elected 60th mayor of the city of Atlanta. But you know what? Let me tell you something. Something that I noticed happened, I want to say it started last year maybe. It continued into 2017. If it didn't happen this year, I'm not sure. Correct me. But there was a women's movement that started to take place after Trump or before Trump became president. When was that women's conference where the women emerged on D.C. and then they emerged together somewhere else after D.C.? You all remember that? Come on. I mean, when women emerged on D.C. Okay,
earlier
this year.
It was.
Women movements that have taken place, I think, very strategically since Trump became president. And the one thing that I can say that I have seen happen across the political landscape is that there has been an emergence of women politicians like nobody's business all over the place. And they seem to be women who are certainly women ready to stand up against the current administration. And so, you know, I don't know if others are paying attention and if you see what is happening right now, but kudos to a movement that actually is bearing fruit from the sweat equity. You know, I love it when people get together for a cause. You know, I'm always ready for a good, you know, motivational kumbaya. But the one thing that I'm getting sick and tired of is folk coming together, talking a good game. But at the end of the day, you know, we aren't going to see any fruit of our labor, you know, for 25 years. Nobody has time for that.
Mm-mm.
Nobody has time for that. When you can see a movement take place in less than 12 months, and then you can see the fruit of the labor by women starting to fill offices all over the country at every level, This is not about women. Love you, but I'm not, you know, talking about women per se. I'm talking about when people come together, how powerful the voice is. We're stronger in numbers, my friends. We're stronger in numbers. Hey, coming up, we got Fee live out of Columbia, South Carolina. She's cooking it up, chopping it up in the kitchen. If you want to talk to her, hey, she'll talk back to you. Hey, what y'all know about E-40? What y'all know about E-40?
Yeah, that's hype.
He is doing some, yes.
I love him.
He's doing some great things.
We'll be back.
Hey, try this. Guaranteed, turn a square to a bipedal. You ain't down, I ain't got time for playing. I'm just saying, we out here trying to function. 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 I ain't got time for playing, I'm just saying, man, we out here trying to function. Man, we out here trying to function. 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 We out here trying to function.
We out here trying to function, boo. You fucked off my high, get up out my mix. You messing up my vibe, I'm trying to get some crap. Put it in my ride, take it to the rear. I'm toasting and sloppy off of a Bradley Bacardi. 151 out my body, about that green like wasabi. Like in Rari, we mobby, we bossy back to fuck off. Getting money, my hobby, not getting money, it's not me. It's the rappers I listen to, is E-40 and Pop. I'm having my revenue, player having this guap. I'm on my flight. Man, I stay laced to groom, I spray myself with sucker repellent. My new, not perfume, not anything you got. I can sell with a hustler, think I can't.
Think I
get the gas, tell the White House, black paint.
Black
word candy, S-L-A-N-G. Thinking about taking $1 million insurance policy out of my mouth.
Hey, try this. Guaranteed, turn a square to a bipedal. You ain't down, bye. I ain't got time for playing, I'm just saying, man, we out here trying to function. 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 I ain't got time for playing, I'm just saying, man, we out here trying to function. Man, we out here trying to function. We out here trying to function. We out here trying to function.
Yeah.
We out here trying to function. We out here trying to function.
Uncle Earl in the HBK beer. Mission the gang, they already know that we ballin'. I'm coming straight out the rich. I got family down in New Orleans. Where you from? You say you lying out here. We say that you Johnson. You probably thought this never would happen. My nigga been called an alcoholic when sipping that liquor. Oh, I'm drunk as hell. With a little beer, over in Vallejo. Got a whole pack of pre-roll young L's. And I'm never down to Uno. Pockets on Simo. Haters respect the pedigree. Ballin' heavily. A phony homie, I never be for methamphetamine. That means crack ho. Young G, hotter than Tabasco. I smash ho. Collect 200 and pass gold. My flow, so Lamborghini, oh, shoot the raffo. Now you understand why everything I do, I cast. Oh, Susie.
Hey, try this. Guaranteed, turn a square to a bipedal. You ain't down.
TM Hyman Radio Live 919 here on the south side of ATL where I reside. Your girl Hot Chocolate TM Hyman. And we are getting ready to throw it to Columbia, South Carolina, where we're about to chop it up in the kitchen with Fee tonight.
Look! I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ribs, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, rat. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, raw, raw. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken.
Hey, hey, well, since we are in the season, I like to do a little spin on different classics. So tonight I'm going to do a Southern oven fried chicken. What you're going to need is 2 cups of buttermilk, 1/4 cup of Tabasco sauce, 1 teaspoon of kosher salt, 1 teaspoon of Cajun seasoning, 1 teaspoon of ground red pepper, and a whole chicken cut into 8 pieces. You're going to wash your chicken thoroughly. You're going to need a very, very sharp butcher's knife to cut this chicken, this whole chicken up, into your desired pieces, 2 breasts, 2 wings, 2 legs, and lastly, 2 thighs. Be sure to rinse and pat dry the chicken once it's all cut up. Once you've cut everything up, you're going to need either a nice glass tight-fitting container with a lid or a plastic bag. Put all of your ingredients inside of this bag along with your chicken and kind of toss it around and coat it. You can place your chicken in your refrigerator for up to 12 hours, and you'll want to flip and turn your chicken throughout this process so that it can marinate through. When your desired time has elapsed from marinating, make sure you drain your excess marinade off of your chicken because you don't want it too soggy. Now you're going to set your chicken to the side and preheat your oven at this time to 450 degrees. Now for your breading, you're going to need a cup of multi-purpose flour for coating, 3 eggs, a tablespoon of Tabasco sauce, 2 to 3 cups of multi-purpose breading, a teaspoon of baking powder, Cajun seasoning, and black pepper. You're going to then take all of those ingredients, shake it up, place your chicken on a baking sheet, and make sure that they are separated. You don't want them touching because they're going to kind of, if you have them touching in the oven, they're going to really steam, not cook. So you're going to place them in the oven uncovered at 425 degrees for about 20, 25 minutes, flip over, bake for an additional 15, 20 minutes, or until you don't see any pink. And I promise you guys, the skin will be so crunchy and so crisp. And another alternative that I do use, but I want to sneak this in there, instead of all of that breading, take some cornflakes, crunch that up. The wet ingredients that I did mention, alternate that with the cornflakes, and you'll get the exact same result. Very crunchy, very light, very delicious.
Sounds great. Hey,
now,
I'm sorry, I had a question too. Go ahead.
Sure.
I wanted to know how you felt about that same recipe, but using an air fryer versus the
Absolutely.
Oven.
Absolutely. The air fryer right now is all the rage. My mother has tried some of everything in that air fryer. I heard Terrence mention it last week. But, yeah, I heard that, you know, it's phenomenal. But I'm pretty sure you could do the exact same thing in that air fryer and come out the same way. Absolutely.
Go ahead. Make sure you got your questions out.
Oh, no, my question is out. My next statement is the air fryer is on the birthday gift list. So anyone, you know, out there listening in TM Hama Radio,
I know that's right. Plug it.
Birthday gift for hot chocolate. The air fryer would be fantastic. Please and thanks.
I did lobster
and, you know,
oysters Rockefeller in the air fryer, and it works. My question is this. You mentioned cut up a whole chicken. I've never cut up a whole chicken. I've never purchased a whole raw chicken. Is it cheaper to actually purchase a whole chicken and cut it yourself? Is it cheaper to do that versus buy it in parts?
Absolutely. Yes, it is. And
I didn't know it was cheaper.
It is cheaper, and I'm going to plug YouTube really quick because the first time I did it, I was actually scared because I was like, okay, I don't know if I'm butchering this thing or what. Once you do it,
and I've never.
You said it sounds freaky?
Well, I'm thinking that you got to stick your hand and pull out a bunch of good stuff, and I'd rather somebody else do that.
Well, I mean, that part is with me being a cook. That's okay with me. I mean, it's not my favorite thing to do, but yes, you're going to have to clean out the insides. But as far as cutting the breast and the wings and the thighs, once you do it one time, you can really almost do it with your eyes closed because you can actually feel when you're holding the chicken, you can feel where the joints are, where you're going to be cutting. And if you have a very good knife, one slice is done. And literally, it is so much cheaper. I want to say when I bought this last whole chicken, I may have spent $6.25 for a whole chicken. And that's, what, 8 pieces? To me, that's pretty darn good. And that's, like, for my, you know, for my family. So that's a really good price. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's definitely better than, like, a pack of wings. A Fee Live out of South Carolina tonight, chopping it up. Wow. That's all great. Hey, Keisha Lance Bottoms, an American politician and lawyer, elected 60th mayor of the city of Atlanta. Actually, you know, I want to say last night, she is mayor-elect today. After serving the Atlanta City Council since 2010. One thing that I find real interesting, you know, there's a lot of mudslinging in elections, any kind of election. It doesn't matter, you know, if you running, you know, for the president of the PTA, is mudslinging. The one thing that I found very interesting in the campaign this week, you know, there was ads that started running talking about how, you know, Keisha Lance Bottoms had held a couple of government jobs. You know, she's made almost, you know, $200,000 a year, you know, annually. And she has failed to pay her water bill 75 times.
77 times.
Listen. More money, more problems. It doesn't matter how much money you make, you know, you still, you know, have, like, regular people problems. And, you know, the one thing that caused me to think, because we read into, you know, attack ads, it's like this. It's like, you know, with Keisha Lance Bottoms, you know, on top, that means you'll be on the bottom. That'll leave us on the bottom. You read into campaign slogans and you hear things about people, but at the end of the day, man, listen, your track record speaks for itself. Your education speaks for itself. And at the end of the day, you have to have people outside of yourself speaking on your behalf. Your vote, your voice matters. But bigger and better than that, I challenge you to get in the game. Folks, we're living in a time where if you think that you can represent somebody better than the next man is doing it, don't just talk about it. Talking about it is dead. Get up, get out, and do something. Get in the game.
Right.
If they can do it, you can do it. If she can do it, you can do it. Fee said that there's a new African-American mayor in Columbia, South Carolina. If he can do it, you can do it. Hell, if Trump can do it, we all can do it.
Hey,
we
got
out of here. We got it. Listen, be all you can. Believe what you succeed. We're back Wednesday, 9 p.m. No, this is Wednesday. We're back on Friday. We don't want to go back no further. Back Friday, 9 p.m.
No.
Happy birthday.
All right.
We happy birthday.
Yes. Hey.
If you were in Atlanta, come and meet us. Hot chocolate kickoff. BKB tomorrow night. Happy birthday.
Yes. Please come out and celebrate with me. Come say hello. Take a picture. Let's take a selfie.
All right. Many blessings on your special day, sweetheart. Yes.
Thank you.
We need some of them eggnog cupcakes.
I know that's right.
I already put my plug in, so, you know.
Yes, you have.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.